We're currently at 30. ESPN 93.5, sunny 95.3.
Mike Ditka, brother Johnny, brought to you by Flooring Services, reminding you to shop local first. Today, Johnny is in Houston. Yo, Johnny!
I'm great, Stevie.
Mike,
how are you?
Fine, Mike Ditka, where are you?
Well, I'm in Chicago, but I'm going back.
All right.
To Florida.
Well, it's getting warmer in the Midwest, Johnny. I don't know what you're doing in Houston, but we're going to hit 50 on the weekend. It's going to feel like 90 for us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We've had great weather in the 60s and 70s down here in the South.
All right, we begin with Rand Paul, or shall I call him Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
For the White House to say or clarify their opinion that they're not going to be doing targeted drone strikes on non-combatants in America. To kill someone who's in a non-combat situation in America is unacceptable under any circumstances, and I think we need to come to an agreement on that.
Republicans once again hid behind a cloture vote, a filibuster by another term, to prevent a simple up or down vote on this important nomination. They took the easy way out.
Senator Paul has a right to ask questions of the administration, and the administration has a responsibility to answer.
All right, the filibuster from Rand Paul. Johnny, what was your take?
Well, Stevie, I mean, he's trying to get some kind of response, some kind of rapport going with the White House, but I just don't know whether they're going to get any. I don't think there's any cooperation intended. I think that next year and a half are just going to be solely concentrated on trying to get the Republicans out of Congress. That's really the, there isn't any kind of budget goal, there isn't any kind of policy issue on the table. It's get them out, make them look bad, do whatever it takes. It's too bad, but that just appears to be the case.
Mike, what do you say?
You know, it runs contrary to, you know, what our system's all about. But I thought he did a great job, and I thought he tried to bring some facts to the attention of people and things that have been done in the drone project. If it was done that way, and they do kill innocent Americans, then it's wrong. It's that simple. You know, it's not like there's a lot of mistakes made in life, guys. But sometimes you got to admit you made a mistake and try to correct it. Now, what we have problems where people make mistakes in Washington. They don't want to admit it, and they don't want to try to correct it, and that becomes a bigger problem.
Well, and I think that's right. I think they don't want to correct it. They want to kind of play this competition on who's in charge, and then there are differences. But there should be some sort of a way to do what's right for the country. Mike says it every single week, but every single week we see the same old games. I mean, what about shutting tours down at the White House, Steve?
Well, it's sequester, Johnny. It's a Republican's fault because sequester cuts, and that means no White House tours as of Saturday.
But if you think about that, and of course they're run by volunteers, it doesn't cost anything. The trip to play golf costs, you know, enough to fund that for the next 250 years. But I think it just shows a character trait that's really not what you want a leader, which is the kind of a meanness. I mean, you're basically punishing people who have absolutely nothing to do with it. And the one thing they might get out of government is to go see the White House, and you have a volunteer showing them around. They don't really get in the way. We went on one, Stevie. And I think it's just mean, and I think it shows that really the tenor of the debate, which is non-productive, with no real intent of solving anything. So,
well, John, it's that, but also it's distorting the facts tremendously, because the facts are that this sequester hasn't really done anything to hurt anybody. There's no budget. I mean, this administration has done everything wrong that could be wrong, and then to say all of a sudden the world's going to come to the end because of the sequester. It's silly. They're trying to scare people, and the more people they scare, and if they do hurt some little people by laying people off, they're going to try to prove their point to everybody else. Well, look what happened. These poor people lost their job because the Republicans wouldn't do this, and there was no compromise. You know, after a while, it gets a little bit, and if you have any intelligence at all, you see through it, and you look at, this is a sham.
It is a sham, and they're picking on people. 100% right. They're picking on people who are innocent, and they're making whatever pain and suffering there is deliberately inflicted and targeted to get the most attention. And again, it goes back to the only real agenda item is get the Republicans out, and they're not going to be able to do that. So we're just wasting time, and I think the American people are generally getting tired of it. And the other thing, Mike, is I don't know if we're that damn stupid. I mean, we're not very smart.
Well, John, I tell you what, a lot of American people, and I agree, there's a certain percentage of people who are tired of it and can see through it. But the majority of the people do not understand and do not care and do not see through it. Therefore, they think, oh, this guy is doing something really special, this man in the White House. And it's not. And it's not. And, you know, and now they've had all this olive branch, reach out across the aisle, try to have these meetings and this and that. But it doesn't matter. You know, the job of a leader, you said it earlier, John, is to lead. It's to bring people together. It's to create a common goal and to get people working in the same direction, to do the right things, the proper thing for America, not for a party. I mean, forget about the party. Forget about it. You were reelected. You're in office for four more years. Let's do something for America all of a sudden.
I wonder what happens, Johnny. What happens from here with something so dysfunctional?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the spending may manifest itself sooner or later in problems with the whole global economy. But we've been thinking, you know, that it was going to be worse than it is, and somehow, the economy keeps ticking along. Hopefully, we'll do something to slow down the increase in spending, which we haven't even done that, and maybe we'll make it until we get another leader that may be more willing to lead and bring people together. We just have to make it for three more years with what's going on. And what would happen if we, quote, don't make it? Maybe we'll have another economic meltdown or the stock market will drop. I don't know. But maybe we'll just kind of be able to tread water here for a while till the reinforcements come.
It's Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka on ESPN 93.5 and the new Sunny 95.3.
The world at your feet. Take a look around and you will see.
Locally owned doesn't mean little ideas. At Flooring Surfaces, we think big. That means a huge inventory of ceramic and porcelain tiles imported from around the world right here to Champaign. It means hardwood made to our high standards, offered at factory direct prices. And it means a big, beautiful showroom filled with the latest trends and fashions in flooring. Flooring Surfaces can help you change one room or the whole house with free design assistance, free measure service, and experienced staff and financing options available. We are a local company offering global fashions and a commitment to quality. See what Flooring Surfaces can offer you today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The world at your feet. Flooring Surfaces. The world at your feet.
And then meanwhile, you have Dennis Rodman's friend talking about pre-striking, preemptive strikes on the United States. And anytime anybody has a nuclear weapon, Mike, I guess you have to listen.
Well, you better listen. I mean, because there's a lot of crazy people in the world. And I would say that most of it is bravado. I mean, there's just a lot of talk and a lot of chest pumping. But, you know, you don't know what's going through these people's mind. And you certainly can't figure out what's going through Rodman's mind. Come on, man. I mean, it's just after a point, you got to get sick of this stuff. Come on. You're a clown. You're up there. You got jewelry stuck all over your place. And you're acting like an American diplomat talking to an enemy, actually, to us. And you know, he's a good guy. He's a nice guy. Why? If you ask him to give a dissertation on why the man is a nice guy, why?
But, Johnny, think about this. Where we are in America right now, if I would tell you 4 or 5 years ago that Dennis Rodman's going to get drunk with the North Korean leader and sit there and have the world's attention, you'd say, what happened to America?
Come on. It's bizarre. I don't think they have the delivery capability, although I don't know. They've been launching some rockets. So, I mean, we'll keep an eye on it, and hopefully if they ever actually try to do that, we could shoot it down. But it gets a little scary You know, Mike's right. They're irresponsible, and they're half crazy. We don't know what they're thinking. And
this is a little man trying to be a big man. That's all it is. I mean, my God. I mean, you know, his credentials for becoming the prime minister or the president of Korea, whatever he is, are non-existent, except that he had a father who was.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
All right, Hugo Chavez. Johnny, you worked in Venezuela. And
yeah, the year he was elected, and it was quite an upset. He tried to overturn the government violently. He tried a coup and it failed, but then he came around through the system and won and was president 14 years and a real true socialist revolutionary type. Not a great friend of the United States. And so, you know, we'll see what happens in Venezuela next. It's gonna affect our relationship with Venezuela for sure, and hopefully it'll be for the better.
And they got a lot of oil, right?
Yeah, well, they do, and we buy a lot of oil from them. So it's close. It's much cheaper to get it here. So
yeah, we import more oil most of it comes from Canada. Second, I think they said Venezuela.
Yeah. That might be. It could be Mexico, but they just can't get online. They can't get. They're not enough. Yeah. I mean, they're just not getting enough production. They should be able to. They have a government-owned oil company that's not the most efficient.
Meanwhile, Johnny, the price of the barrels hovering around $91. What's the status of the Gulf of Mexico and leases and drilling permits and all of that?
Well, in Deepwater, it's picking up. The drilling permits are being issued. Things are much better than they were after the BP oil spill. So we're going after it. I mean, there's no doubt. You can't hold a good man down, Steve. The U.S. will keep working. They need to know the rules. And that's the thing, Mike. The rules will change, or they're not certain, or if somebody won't quite play fair, and you're betting everything on your strategy based on what the deal was, and then the deal changes. So that's one of the objections. And it's interesting, Steve. I think had Romney won, we'd have an absolute booming economy. But with Obama having won and us knowing, okay, he's the president, we have a little bit better than we had the year of the election because everybody was waiting to see which way to go.
Well, how many of you trust the stock market? All-time highs. I'm not sure why. Is there air in there? Do you trust it? Would you bet on it going higher?
No, I wouldn't, but I don't know. I mean, I just never have had a lot of faith in it. But, boy, people made a lot of money in the stock market, and it's been a great place to invest to date. But I'm skeptical. Usually what goes up must come down, and especially when it seems to be a little bit arbitrary, Steve. I don't know how much value is there. I think people just buy stocks and hope something good happens sometime.
And Mike, I tell you, we all want stuff to happen for a good America, but we all want to feel better. I don't know if we all do feel better, but I'm sure rooting for it.
Well, you know, the stock market is an enigma to me, but I mean, you're right. John, I don't know if it's going to slow down. I think right now this has come to a point where people, this is the way they trust to invest right now is in the market. And right now the market is performing pretty darn well. I mean, I saw something the other day on the land value. Did you see the land values in the state of Iowa over the last 10 years have doubled?
No, I didn't see that.
And the land's being bought. These are the Midwest states, and the land's being bought by farmers, and they're turning it back into farmland, and the production is coming out of that land. But it's doubled in the last 10 years, the value of the land in the states of Iowa and Kansas and some of these.
Well, Illinois too.
Illinois also
has gone way up, but see, some of that's kind of the opposite of confidence in the stock market. That's people who say, "I want a tangible asset. I want to invest in something."
Yeah, absolutely, I agree with you 100%.
It's Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka. Final few minutes on ESPN 93.5 and the new Sunny 95.3. To sports, LeBron James and the Heat, 16 in a row. Hard to do that, Mike.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I've tried not to watch a whole lot of it, but I do. It's truly amazing what talent these individuals have and how good LeBron James is. I mean, it's an amazing thing to watch. I mean, it's like this hockey thing. I watch the Blackhawks.
Amazing.
I'm totally amazed that, you know, they got injuries and they got other guys in there and they're hanging on by the skin of their teeth and they're beating teams that sometimes outplay them, but they get the puck in the net when they have to. And boy, I tell you what, you got to give the Heat all the credit in the world, the coaching staff, the whole organization, and the Blackhawks. It's very special what's happening. Oh, it'll end. I mean, everybody will get depressed when it ends, but it'll end. But it's pretty interesting to watch, I'll tell you.
Well, you know, talking about the Heat, they kind of struggled meshing. The talent was always there, but now they seem to be really, the chemistry starting to to mix, and I'll tell you, with the talent of those players and them starting to optimize how they play together.
You've got the two top guys shooting. Their percentage of shooting is like 65% or
unbelievable.
Something.
Yeah,
it's unreal.
I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, and those two guys alone are going to, you know, they're not enough to carry the team, but this is a good team. They have all the other workable pieces with them.
Yeah, to golf. Mike, if you were the Mike Ditka Public Relations Company. I'm sorry, Johnny?
You had a lot of shooting activity when you were playing, but not a lot of making activity.
Well, you know what, Mike? I wasn't afraid. I was always open. That's the way my philosophy
is. Hey, listen, if you don't think you're open, the other guy won't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I seem to always be open. To golf, if we're talking about the Mike Ditka Public Relations Agency, Rory McIlroy probably made a bad decision walking off the golf course saying, I'm not in the right frame mentally. Then his PR people said he had a toothache. He's got wisdom teeth issues. What would you tell the young kid who's so talented about this?
Well, you know, I think the first thing you got to understand, no matter how much talent you have, whether you're Tiger or Phil or Rory or Luke Donald, whoever you are, you're going to have some bad days. You're going to have some bad tournaments. Things aren't going to go your way. The ball's not going to bounce your way. That's the rub of the green, man. That's going to come. But you can't walk away from the game. The game is more important than the people in the game, although they make the game important. But the game is a universal thing. It's always going to be there. And you just got a short time in your life to do
this
something
in
that
game. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
Take advantage of it. Enjoy it.
U.S. job growth jumped ahead in February, a sign of a steadily improving labor market and stronger economic gains. Employers added 236,000 jobs last month, and plus the unemployment rate went down 2 ticks to 7.7%. Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial Services, calls it a solid report.
Certainly the job gains. He won, two or three more?
Yeah, I think you got to sometimes discern whether it's anger or disappointment. I think in his case it was total disappointment because what he had known to work for him wouldn't work.
Yep.
That was his ball swing and his ability to play. It wasn't working.
I wonder what effect the new Nike gear has had. He signed this famous $200 million contract, but he had change all of his clubs. He's hitting new equipment. I'm just wondering if you signed for $200 million, you got to make it work, don't you?
Yeah, it's going to make a little bit of a difference for a period of time, I would think. Now, you know, for $200 million, you can overlook some problems there. But
but it could affect his game. It may start getting into his head now, and that's a lot of mental aspects to the game of golf.
I wonder why nobody's offered me any money to play their equipment, Mike.
The next thing you know, he'll be playing Titleist clubs with a Nike name on them.
I predict he'll be back.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back. Absolutely.
Guys, I appreciate both of you. It's always great. We'll catch up again on Monday, but thank you again for your time, as always.
Thank you, Mike.
You take care, okay? Yep.
Ditka, brother Johnny, brought to you by Flooring Surfaces, where the world is at your feet. Say hey to Kevin Appleby if you see him out and around. It's always fun to get Johnny and Mike's take on world events and sports and everything else. Hey, glad you're along. Coming up, we're going to talk about the movies that are opening this weekend.